We've got a couple that video themselves painting over a Black Lives mural on the street in California. Initially, they could be up on charges of destruction of property, public disturbance, possibly, right?
Vandalism.
And this was a city-sanctioned Black Lives Matter mural, and now they could be facing a hate crime?
Yeah, so a hate crime is just any normal crime that is done because of race, ethnicity, sexual orientation. So you have to have the underlying crime, which here would be vandalism. It was city property. they went and destroyed city property. And so you have the underlying crime. And then that what the district attorney there said is it was motivated based on race. And so we're charging them with a hate crime, which is just like an added layer of punishment to the underlying crime.
Too harsh?
No.
But it doesn't have to be a felony to have a hate crime tacked on to it?
No.
It just seems like one of those crimes that would have to be serious enough. I guess it's a way to make it more serious that, like, hey, it's a minor offense in general, but the reason you did it carries with it this extra weight, so we have to find a way to make it a more severe penalty?
Well, let's just look at, like, maybe the most historically context hate crime of vandalism, a burning cross in somebody's yard.
Right.
Right? That's just vandalism and destruction of property.
But isn't that assault because it's a threat?
In theory, it could be. What if they put it out on the city street, right? Not on your property, right? It's got to be vandalism can, with hate crime onto it, with hateful intentions, can be, you know, behaviors that you seriously want to curb. So I don't, especially in California, I'm sure there is state laws on the books that don't require any felony there either. So, I don't think it's too harsh.
Obviously the reason it's vandalism is because it's city property and you would paint something on it. The original painting of the Black Lives Matter need to be a formal city project, or would it just be if somebody just got permission to paint it? That would technically not be a city project, right? So you could just say, hey, these people painted it, now I can paint it.
No, I don't think it's a city sanctioned project by definition. It was city property.
Right.
So if you got the city's permission to paint their property, well, then you haven't violated the law. And you put up a mural that they say is okay, even if they didn't pay you and it's not their project, it's not city workers, but they've given you the permit and the ability to do it, and it is city property, and then somebody else goes and destroys that city property, it's still vandalism.
ESPN Las Vegas legal insider Justin Watkins, Battle Born Injury, in studio with us. We've been talking a lot about this canceling stuff, and there's all different ways to define canceling. Some I think are inaccurate. But I just wanted to go down the path of just in general, is the internet overreacting sometimes watching a video that's only a snippet potentially of a full interaction and then just rolling over people, finding where they work? You know, a lot of them are getting fired. How do you feel just on the overall, this part of the canceling where people seem like they're acting, with boorish behavior, and then you see part of the interaction and then life could get wrecked?
Yeah, the
dangerous path.
Yeah, the vigilantism of it, right? Yeah, I think so. I think it is a slippery slope to a very dangerous spot if we're not already in the dangerous spot. Like you said, I mean, sometimes we're looking at a 6, 7, 8 minute or second clip of an interaction that could have been 6, 7, 8 minutes or 30 minutes, and so context is of vital importance in determining somebody's intent and what the actual action was, who's the aggressor, who's the defender. And it's not something that I would ever endorse or encourage anybody to do, which is get on Twitter, find somebody to shame, find somebody's life to ruin because of a video clip that you see. Do I see it sometimes, and do I sort of revel in it and enjoy like watching it all go down? Yeah, I'm guilty of that from time to time, but yeah, I don't think it's a good practice.